Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
The Downtown Eastside Women's Art Collective facilitates bi-weekly art workshops for self-identified women out of the Carnegie Community Center Art Room. It is launching its second zine on October 13th. Come to Untitled Art Space for a community celebration, art show, and sneak peek of the zine made by self-identified women in the Downtown Eastside.
This is education.
This is CITR FM 101.9, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia. You're tuned into Fresh Slice, the weekly show with your host Chrissy P and Barbecue.
Hi. So this week is super fun. We have a band playing live from CITR, so if you're around, come down, check it out. It's two really cool girls from Winnipeg, Basic Nature.
And they're going to start off the set. It's about 3 minutes, so tune in.
Enjoy.
Thank you. human words. Only cat. Only cat words. I know 5 cat words. Meow. 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 your basic nature. Saying that to the waves of the world. Never mind. Thanks so much for having us. We're gonna play a very new song right now. Not that that means anything to anybody, really. That's okay, though. Long pause for tuning the guitar. Just want everyone to close their eyes and pretend you're in the ocean on a buoy. Unless you're in a car, then you're on a car on a road. In a car on a road. And you don't close your eyes. But everybody else, you're on a buoy in the middle of the ocean. And it's the most calm waters. And it's fucking... It's super scary. Sorry about that. My bad. So now that everyone feels terrible, I'm gonna play a song. Thank you.
musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 delicious local bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers.
Oh, and jokes too.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Vader Master Studios, Four Winds Brewery, Rain City Records, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Minuteman Press, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, and Zulu Records.
Come out to see Shindig this week, October 18th, to see Pavel, Future Star, and Wind Up Birds.
Good night, Shindig is everywhere. Remember, no matter what anyone says, rock on!
We are here live in studio with Basic Nature. You just heard a set by them. They're playing tonight at the Matador with the Gins and Jock Tears for their tape release. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you mind introducing yourselves and what instrument you play?
I'm Lizzie, and I play the guitar, and I sing stuff.
And I'm Claire, and I play drums and also sing stuff.
You guys were awesome. That was so fantastic.
I knew you would draw a crowd.
Thank you.
I knew it.
Yeah, there was a full crowd outside CITR, which
was really nice looking up and there were some people there.
Totally unexpected, but that's fine.
Awesome. Well, okay. So a quick question. I think, are you going to play a tune? Because you have to go pay for more park. But you guys are on a big tour right now. Do you have like a city that you found the most hospitable or like favorite city, like prettiest sunset?
Like, we're from the prairies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like bland, beautiful blandness.
Yeah.
Just love the beautiful blandness. So being in the mountains is just such a breath of fresh air. So like we're, I guess all around here, like BC is really nice. Vancouver mm-hmm. and Kelowna, we were in Kelowna for a little bit and that was really nice. And just like, oh man, I feel like I was in a whole other alternate universe.
Yeah.
Just like amongst freaking mountains.
When you can see them. Not today.
Yeah. But
yeah. We really wanted to ask because you guys coined the term prairie gaze. We were wondering where that came from and if you guys still identify as prairie gaze.
Oh, it's hard to say. We think it was the person who, where we did our first CD with, who coined us as Prairie Gaze. I've also heard it in an article written by the Free Press for one of our album reviews. I think we still kind of associate ourselves with that genre because it's a very wide genre, like the prairie sky, I guess. You know, it's very vast, and we kind of have like a big encompassing sound, or we try to create that. And then, you know, we like that people can like sit back and like close their eyes or just gaze, inner gaze maybe. So, I don't know. What do you think, Lizzie?
Well, I feel like I don't really know how to, I don't really like genreizing at all. So having something that's totally that random,
mm-hmm.
but yet very, makes sense because we're, I guess, from the prairies and whatnot. I mean, it makes sense in a way.
It's definitely a much better genre like term than shoegaze. Thanks like, for sure.
I mean, I don't think we.
I don't know.
There's obviously there is some, probably sonically some influence from the, whatever you want to call shoegaze.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't stare at my feet.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know. It's always weirding. It's always weird genreizing anything. But
yeah.
it's a nice name to have. Nice little.
Well, okay, I have a different question. Unless you want to go pay for parking.
I'll go pay.
Okay. you guys post like tons and tons of animal videos, like really cute animal photos on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what that was about and if you guys, which one is your favorite?
Oh man. I think my favorite right now is the one where there's a sloth. There's a sloth just lying there and there's like a plate of carrots beside him or him or her. And mm-hmm. it's got its claw just slowly. It's like, yes. You can't see me right now, but I'm enacting it. I'm acting it out. I'm kind of like half with just the clawing this. I don't know how it does it.
It looks like a French fry. I saw that.
Yeah, it does look like French fry. I love it. I don't know. Animals are just the greatest creatures on Earth. And
seriously?
Yeah. And
is that like a little bit where your like band name comes from?
It's all relative, honestly. Yeah. Like, basic, first of all, animals go fully by instinct, you know, they mm-hmm. and they have their own worlds that they live in, and so do we, and it kind of is, well, the word the phrase like basic nature comes from an Alan Watts kind of, I don't know, like a lesson on like Zen Buddhism, but when he said like it's in our basic nature, you know, what we do that is in line with, you know, our most basic nature, the nature that we have in mm-hmm. our internal selves. So, like, we are the way that we are. It's in our basic nature. And that's okay type thing, you know?
Very okay.
Yeah, like being a, I don't know, just in our basic nature. Basically natural.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's in our basic nature. I wish I could, I'm really bad at actually putting my words that are in my head out into the world. So I'm sure there's someone out there who's like, I don't know what that means, and that's okay.
Well, also the sound, right, is the way that comes out into the world, and that's amazing.
Yeah, like the way that I've written songs my whole life, that is my basic nature. That's my basic instinct, is to write music, and however it comes out is how it comes out, and basic nature kind of is a nice envelope for that creative output.
How exciting. I love that.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
We had another question. Neither of us has ever been to Winnipeg, but we were really curious about what the music scene is like in Winnipeg and if you guys have any
band recommendations.
Oh, man, tons. Winnipeg is awesome. I love Winnipeg. There's a really great community of musicians out there, and music listeners, lots of supporters, and just great music that comes out of there, and it's really nice. Like, first, I don't know if you've ever heard of Royal Canoe. They're from Winnipeg. Yeah. Look them up. They're super fantastic. They're getting somewhere, and they just have this amazing, intricate, intricate music that's like so freaking sweet. Living Hour is a really fantastic band as well from Winnipeg.
Yeah, I love Living Hour.
Yeah, they're just super. I could just like list off a bunch right now. Okay, does everyone have their pen and paper ready?
Yeah, you totally can. We'll do like a Winnipeg special next week.
Yeah, got like Lev Snow. What else? Mammoth Graveyards, I really like. Umami, Human Music, Slurs. Oh man, I could keep going.
That's great though. Yeah, we'll definitely have a little Winnipeg section on the show next week. All right.
Well, we played right before you guys came in a song by Jock Tears that you are playing with tonight. Mm-hmm. They are a bit more choppy and upbeat, mm-hmm. I would say, mm-hmm. than your band, but it will be a cool show. I wanted to say that the last time that I was at the Matador, which is a house, it was actually like a high school party.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So cool. It draws all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But yes. Very fun.
But very fun. Also, high school parties. And all ages shows.
You're not ever nostalgic for like high school parties? I'm not.
No.
But it's fun to it's fun to watch it as like an outsider.
Yeah.
Like gazing in like 17-year-olds like getting messed up.
I guess I don't know.
Well, okay, we have one more minute. I was wondering how listeners can find your music and listen to more, and if you guys have any new things coming on the horizon.
So we've got our album on Bandcamp, if you just look up Basic Nature, and also SoundCloud. We've got our Circles and Lines album available on both, and then we just released a tape that's called Changes in Static, and that has our latest release on it, Love Won't Always Be There, which we'll play tonight, maybe.
Ooh.
So come and check it out. And we've been recording, or we're like in the process of recording a full length, which we're very excited for.
That's so exciting. Are you ever thinking about going down to the States for a tour?
For sure. I think after this next album, we'd like to tour around quite a bit. So not just in Canada, but hopefully Europe and the States.
Ooh.
Sweet.
We'll see, though.
Good things ahead.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We have a special gift for you two. No.